That went, oh, well, that's weird. I told it to record audio, but then it stopped recording, it stopped showing me the monitor. Stopped monitoring sound. That was weird. Well, I don't like that. And since I don't want to do too much editing video-wise, I actually will start the broadcast on Justin TV in 5, and then I'll start the local as soon as I finish the countdown. And then we ramble on. Don't worry about the order of topics, because that is not an order of, that's just when we got them, in the order of when we got them. Yeah. We definitely need to do some Praise Whiskey things, because I think the guys are listening to hear if I'm doing it.
Oh, okay.
got some weird tweets lately, and I'm just like, I better say something about those Whiskey Brother guys.
Yeah.
PraiseWhiskey.com, the Whiskey Brothers, check them out. Touring Texas. And they actually, where are they today? Oh, they're in Galveston today. Oh, let me write that down. Yeah. Galveston. I got to write things down because I've been drinking. Okay, you can hear the TV in the background, right?
Very faintly.
Very faintly, yes. Okay. I'm gonna do this. Can you hear the TV in the background now?
I don't think I can.
Okay, but you can hear me pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, I'm going to leave it like that because okay. I was hearing it more so, and I'm just going to eat the mic. I'm going to suck a damn mic dick is what I'm going to do. Okay. And I'm going to get like a mic stand and put it in front of me so it's right there. So I don't have to worry about this, cuz you can hear that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says that they're playing Galveston tonight.
Galveston tonight, and they've got a special girl guest, and I can't remember her name. Save my life.
Debauchery, let's see here.
Yeah, the debauchery begins at...
Yeah, the loading dock. Sarah Talamanch. Talamanchi. Talamanchi, is that how you say that?
Like a Talabani? No.
Oh, bad joke. Not like the Talabani. Okay.
Shelly, I'm going to need just a tad bit of help. Matt, mommy's going to throw up on you if you don't behave. That wasn't nice, was it? Experiment 626.
He looked at me like, yes, Dad.
You got to stop.
He's just taking all the loose wires and trying to plug them in all the holes of the computer.
At least he's got the right idea.
Okay, let me get the broadcast going. We begin our broadcast day on Justin TV. And let me go ahead and do the acquiring stream announcing. Live view started. And let me do the announce. We'll do it on Twitter. And let me go ahead and put the live stream link, and then as soon as I do that, I can turn on that and put it back in there. Oh, it says insert link. Dud. No, but it does the Justin TV link. I actually want the traffic to go to posted on Twitter. Sweet. Okay, cool. And that should travel down. Well, take that deep breath. Get that, whatever it is you're going to use. Doggone it. I got to figure a way to do you full screen. Because you can see what I'm seeing, and we can see your little
It moves.
All right, that's good enough. The show is good enough as far as I'm concerned. All right. Local streaming has begun. A live view of the broadcast is shared with link copy. Yeah. Okay. It begins in... No, it's too early. We got two more minutes.
Yeah, I got 6:57. Oh, 6:58.
Okay, 6:58. All right. I put my hair in a ponytail, and of course I do that, and I got one strand.
Yeah, that sticks out.
That sticks out. Dick,
I used
it.
To have a ponytail like that. I was a little bit longer than yours, but I had the same problem.
Even with longer, huh?
Yeah, gotta, even with longer.
So my wife keeps saying, you got to cut it. They'll make it grow faster. Yeah, but I want it to be at a length that I can put it in a ponytail. Because if I cut it, it's going to go way down.
I heard you can go to a colder climate and your hair will grow faster. I don't know if that's a myth or true. But.
That's probably a myth. Because I was in Illinois and my afro would not grow. It was like scared to grow. Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and get it the part that started. And you know what? I'm not even doing a countdown. This is Oh Snap for May 10th, 2012. Rest in peace, MCA. Oh, wait. I hit the wrong button. You got to be kidding me. XSplit has stopped working. Of course. Luckily, everything was where it was supposed to be. All right, so let's start that up again. That's too funny. Oh. So, I'm glad I started a minute early.
Yeah. Time for corrective action.
Oh. Let's see. Continue loading current presentation. Create a new present. No. Let's do the one that was working. Let me look at my GPU meter is fine.
We need a jump start. Somebody get out and give us a boost.
Looks like my CPU is doing good. I really have no idea why it just. That's ironic. In all the ways that are ironic. All right, let's broadcast. Let's start the show again. Recording.
False start.
All right, that was a false start, apparently.
It's okay. Just now fixing to be 7. So.
Yeah, we're still on time. See, luckily, I do things like that. Start stuff early, get it.
We meant to do that. It was a test.
It was a test of the emergency podcast system. This is only a test. All right. Well, it begins in 3, 2, 1. Yada, yada, yada. May 10th, 2012. Oh, snap. What the hell? Let's get the show started.
Here we go.
Mean fist, don't I?
Your right to party.
I can't move you. Oh, there he goes.
Pops caught you smoking and he said, no way. Oh, that hypocrite smokes 2 packs a day. Man, living at home is such a drag. Now your mom's threw away your best porno mag. But you gotta fight for your right to party. You gotta fight for your right to party. Step out of the house if that's the clothes you're gonna wear. I'll kick you out of this house if you don't cut that hair. Cause your mom busted in and said, what's that noise? I said, mom, you're just jealous, it's the Beastie Boys. I said, mom, you're just jealous, it's the Beastie Boys. And so we're sending all our love to the Beastie Boys. Yes, sir.
Wow. So we did a show the day before he passed away. MCA, man, that's it, you know, it's affected me more than I thought it would. I have to admit that.
Well, you know, back in my heyday in the 80s, some of the funnest times of my life, skateboarding, that's all we listened to was License to Ill. Just put it on repeat, rewind the cassette.
Yeah.
So, man.
Yeah, that's a deep loss there. It's a deep loss in the music field, entertainment field. They did so much. We'll have more from the Beastie Boys and other people that, although I couldn't find any Gober Pyle stuff. Couldn't find any Gomer Pyle, as much as there is out there. I couldn't find, like, something that really just him out of character that was just him not being...
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly, yeah. Being, I bet it wouldn't be hard to find that.
Anyway, this is Oh Snap for March 5th, 2010. I'm Alan Wade, and that there in the booth is Keith Davis. And
but it's 2012, bro, not 2010.
Did I say 2010? I'm thinking about 10 too much.
Living in the past.
I'm living in the past, man. I put 2 more years because, you know, 5 more days in my birthday. I put 2 more years on me. Make me sexified.
Put
my sexy on. Oh, goodness gracious. So we haven't talked for a whole week. We were supposed to play video games together.
Well, we did play a little. We just didn't video it.
Yeah, we just didn't video
actually, it. I guess really I watched you show me how to play. So
right.
That really worked out.
Yeah. Here's another kicker. I just started playing Battlestar Galactica online. So once again, I've showed up another 10 minutes of my life.
I was going to say, how are you going to fit that in, man?
You know what's cool about that game, though? It plays in your browser.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. You know, you can have your Facebook going. You could be playing and then stop the game and go... do something else,
so
and then go back.
If wifey walks in, you can like pretend you weren't playing.
I was working on the spreadsheet and I was trying to do the math for the bills and trying to figure out this and that for everything else. No, I wasn't looking at porn. I was
playing Battlestar Galactica. Okay, so we have no idea where this show is going.
Well, I meant to ask you, you know, what you've been doing with your time lately. I know you've had a little bit of time off, but I haven't really got to talk to you much. I've been really busy. Story of my life, though.
Right. What I've been doing with my time? Well, I have this son of mine who is a year and a half, and I've been watching him since I haven't been at work for... Well,
that explains a lot.
Yeah, that explains some of the tweets and me not tweeting and being on, being off, being on, being off, and trying to figure.
I can relate to that.
Trying to play games and change a diaper at the same time is really hard. Let me tell you.
That does get tricky.
It's crazy tricky, crazy tricky. But yeah, it's I'm you know we've been trying to plan. We're supposed to go see my daughter graduate in a few weeks. We're planning that. And playing a whole bunch of other things. There's other things that I can't talk about because there hasn't been an official announcement yet. So, but when that is on, when that happens, I will definitely announce that news, making sure that somebody wasn't trying to just Facebook me right now, asking me what you talking about, what news you trying to talk about. And then there's this thing on Facebook called Social Cam. Have you seen people posting Social Cam stuff?
I'm not familiar with Social Cam.
Yeah, people have been pasting this Social Cam thing. And possibly it isn't all about what I'm seeing, but a lot of what I'm seeing on Social Cam has been fights. Nothing but drunk people getting into fights, teenagers getting into stupid fights over stupid stuff. And I'm really getting...
Is this like video? Or?
Yeah, it's video. Now, there was one video that was sort of like, people of Walmart type video.
Oh, yeah.
So on that... Now, I can deal with that.
Sure.
That's funny. But like the fights... And then sometimes one-sided fights are funny. I can't deny that is funny at times, but to be inundated with that hours and hours and every time I look, somebody's posting another Social Cam. I'm just like, really? Is this what Facebook is all about? You know, I'm really starting to look more towards Google Plus. I just updated my iPad and iPhone with the new Google Plus app. It looks like butter, baby. That's all. As a matter of fact, it really puts the Facebook app to shame. I'm actually going to launch it on my phone and put it towards the camera and show you this. It is, and I'm going to put my big there so you can see.
It's a big mug on
my big mug. Look at that app. Look at that.
Dang.
That is slick. And look how it moves. That's slick.
Oh, that's smooth.
And then. Let's see. I'll put it on my famous people so you can see. So if they post like a video or something, you see that? You see
it pops right up.
It pops right up, and it goes to like the next one there. It doesn't look anything like Google. If you go to the Google Plus website, it looks nothing like the website. And what's cool about it is see this video here by Snoop Dogg because I follow Snoop Dogg on Google Plus.
Oh, I got him on Twitter. Yeah.
I click it, and it.
So is this like the next Twitter? Is this going to replace Twitter, do you think?
I don't know because it's more than 155 words. This is deep.
Oh yeah. Well,
and look, the video starts. Stuff, so. Didn't take much for the video to start.
Wow.
Yeah. So, now I got to learn how to turn it off. And then it's right back. Boom. So, I'm digging that app. It's starting to win me over. It's looking like somebody took a little time, polished it up, made a little something to it, and
Is it available for Android yet?
I'm not sure. Double check. Go to the Google Plus, and mm-hmm. see what's up with that. Because I'm thinking it might be. I'm thinking it might.
Okay, I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that makes me wonder because they hired a guy Kevin Rose who did the Dig website, worked at Revision 3, which is doing something similar to what we're doing but on a bigger scale. And it was been successful in all those ventures, and then Google hires him, and then all of a sudden the Facebook app changes, or the Google Plus app changes, and Facebook still looks the same. You know, I'm thinking people are going to look at the. I mean, it's easy to navigate. It's not hard to do. That's a lot of, you know. I'm sorry to get all techie, guys. I know this is supposed to be a comedy entertainment thing, but I'm nerding out. Let me nerd out for 2 more seconds. It just makes me kind of go, maybe the migration begins now, Facebook. See you later, bitch. You know, just keep on moving. And with stuff like social cam and all these other things that people don't have, like what's cool about what I like to do is I like to moderate my post. I like to know what I'm sending out to people, but then you got social cam and all these other type of things that don't moderate their posts. You know, people, it just automatically sends things. If you like it, then it sends it out as a post. And I know I spam people with my, you know, oh snap, show is coming, but that's me promoting the show. That's not me. Yeah, there's a purpose. I want you to laugh with me, not at me. Well, a little bit at me, but mostly with me.
You gotta have a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. I kind of like it when people laugh at me, actually, because that lets me know that I'm doing something funny. So anyway,
You were talking earlier about videos of people getting in fights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the funny things I did see, apparently this kid's little brother got in his room and turned on. I guess it was his brother's room, his big brother's room. He went into and turned on the webcam because he knew his brother was fixing to get in bad trouble by his dad. His dad comes in there and like takes his PlayStation away or something, and big brother comes in the room, slams the door, and throws this crazy fit, man.
Rage is over that having to not have
the PlayStation. And then little brother runs in the room giggling after it's all over because he realizes he just got all this on video, right?
Oh, that's too funny.
That's
too funny. But that, see, stuff like that I don't mind.
Right.
It's just I just can't get into maybe it's because I'm a dad, maybe that's what it is, and I just can't get to watching some kids get into a fight or some drunk people. If I want to see drunk people get in a fight, I know where there's some good bars for that.
Oh, exactly. There's plenty of that.
You know,
want,
and
sure.
I can find one of those and still not get involved in it. You know what I mean? I can sit back and watch and throw a cup at him. Keep on fighting, damn it! He's talking about your mama. Keep on fighting. So anyway, that segues into the next story, Transformers. I have
Transformers. Perfect segue. Yeah.
Wonderful segue. I meant. So a Japanese designer, John got it. Keystone, the beer that I have in my hand. Wait, let me play the liner. Oh wait, do I have it? I don't have it. Never mind. There it is. That's the liner that it's gonna be for. Whenever
the
I
Japanese
screw up,
guy's name is Keystone.
No, dear God, I hope not. Because if so, he's really in trouble. If his name is Keystone. Okay, I've played that way too many times already. Japanese designer has gone and made a real Transformer, and we have video of this. And since we have gotten a definite that video is the way for our show to go.
People
want to see the video. So for all those audio listeners, go check out the show. It is on brosoos.com. Usually it'll be on the front page, and it'll also be on the listen to. But yeah, I've got a little
my hairstyle.
Oh yeah, you better start combing that hair now.
Yeah, no.
But I've got video, and here it is. Hopefully it'll work.
He wasn't playing.
It's not as big as you think, though.
Oh, okay.
At least that's what I tell all the ladies.
It's like a freaking guard.
I like the music.
No, I don't want a golf lesson.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Thing is completely opening up and turning into robots.
Yeah, completely. Boom!
Dang.
Check it out.
Dang,
he gave you the bird. And he walks off. Okay, Japanese people. Okay, Japanese people, when you make a video, don't turn the volume up in between parts.
Did you see what it said in the text there? 20 servo motors.
20 servo motors.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what's scary about this is this was probably just phase one for this guy.
No kidding, yeah.
He's probably going to have a phase two, which is going to be built into a vehicle that actually runs.
Totally awesome, man. That's.
Look at it. It's boxing. It's a little boxer.
It's like dancing or something It did the shuffle and everything.
Yeah. It did the Harlem shuffle and the. Oh, gosh. I have to say, this is as close as you can get to an actual Transformer.
Somebody's got to be just a math geek.
Yeah. I'm loving this, though. This gives me hopes that later on, down the road, somebody's going to figure out how to do it for real.
Oh, you know, it's coming. If they can make a model, they can do the real thing.
And look, there's enough room in there for their... Look, there's seats. I mean, it could happen. It's got the DeLorean doors.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it, just scooting on by. Drops a turd and keeps on going.
How long or how much money it took this guy to make this thing?
You know what? Let's find out. Let me switch views here real quick. Let's find out.
No toy, really. That's big time.
Yeah, 22 servo motors. Enable some crazy rock and sock moves. Unfortunately, looks like they kept the design in a small tabletop size. So we want to worry about Judge Michael Bay blockbuster. Well, it doesn't say anything about actual cost.
Spare no expense on the music.
Wait, well, Asian. It's Asian. It's Japanese.
Oh, is it Asian? Yeah. Oh, okay.
You did Indian. You did dot, not feather.
You know, close.
Don't worry. You'll get it right eventually.
What kind of music was that anyway? Like elevator music or something?
It was elevator music. I don't know what the... See, now you got me doing the wrong thing.
What kind of car was that supposed to be?
I think it was just some made-up car that the dude...
Yeah, cool.
I mean, it's really cool. Really cool idea. Yeah. I think it's a cool idea.
I think we'll see him eventually.
You know, we'll be old gray talking down the street. Boy, I remember when that was a cartoon.
Yeah.
And Megatron would come up and blow the shit out of him. And that's Hot Rod right there. Optimus Prime.
I remember when I saw the actual movie for the first time, I was like, wow, because you know the computer graphics are so amazing the way they do that.
Yeah, I have to admit that.
That was just it at the time.
Yeah, I remember right before the movie came out, I was looking up video for Transformers stuff, and people had done some computer generated stuff, and one did one that transformed like the cartoon. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, wow. And I was just like, okay, if he does that, I'm gonna come right in my seat right while the movie's going. People are going to be like, what is wrong with this guy? But wasn't anything like that. Speaking of what?
It just got me to thinking, speaking of like robots and monsters and things like that, it got me to thinking about this thing you wrote on here about the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I didn't know this thing was real or not, if they've admitted it's real or not. But what's this? They've ordered it to leave now. Who knows if it's real?
Yeah, first off, we don't know if it's real. Let me pull up the link. We don't know if it's real, but apparently Loch Ness Monster is on vacation in Wisconsin, and state officials want the legendary lady to leave. Department of Natural Resources spokesman Dan Berman says the sculpture of Nessie is illegally obstructing the river Chippewa in Uwe Cleary. Doggone Indian names. And must be removed by a person who placed it there. So basically, it's a sculpture of the Loch Ness Monster. But this is a perfect example of link bait.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on now.
You know, hey, look, it says Loch Ness Monster, order to leave what's constant. And then you read it and you go, that's a bunch of bullshit.
That was emails lately, too.
Oh, yeah. Tons of emails are like that telling you just won something and then you have to find out that it's, you know, spam.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I put that in the storyline just to prove that even I can get fooled by link bait. Because I saw that headline. I went there and I was like, really? Oh, I got to keep it in there.
worked on me, too. Out of all the things you listed, I'm like, oh, man, I got to hear about this. What about the Loch Ness?
Nessie is having a problem? You know what would be messed up if Ness was over here in America and people were saying they saw, I mean, just like Bigfoot. If people in America were saying they saw something in the water, could you imagine how scared people would be? People would not be, you know, it's bad enough when a shark bites somebody. Just imagine if somebody sees Ness in a
even see something that remotely looks like it. You know, they're gonna see what they want to see. So if they think there's a monster out there and they see something funny, that's what it's gonna be. We saw Bigfoot, man.
Well, that's just like, you know, I watch Gamera and all these other all these other monster movies, and in the back of my mind, every time I think to myself, "Damn, what if it actually would happen? What if a 50-foot monster just started to topple down buildings? How would we really react?" Would it be like this? Would we be so calm?
It makes me wonder at this point. I don't know if anything would shock me, man.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Speaking of
monsters and things that wouldn't shock me, I finally got to saw Season of the Witch with a particular Nicolas Cage and a Ron Perlman.
Trying to remember if I've seen that or not.
It's they're Knights of the Templar, and they take a witch to a place where some monks are supposed to.
Oh yeah, he's sent to like escort her to be destroyed. Yeah. He's like, if she's not what she says, you know, I won't. Blah blah blah. No, I haven't seen that. That's all the previews.
Oh, good. I won't spoil it for you, but I fell asleep watching. And it's not that it was a bad movie. I will say this: it's not a bad movie. There was just something about the movie that couldn't, like, I woke up in the midst of, like, I fell asleep in the middle, woke up, and I still knew what was going on. So there's something about the storyline that just wasn't, you know, captivating.
Right.
You know
not
what I mean?
Engaging.
And it, but you know, it was nap time. I was like, hell, what the hell? And it might have been that it was nap time, and maybe I had a little bit of, you know, some of Sam's napness that you know, like, sucked me in and made me go to sleep too. I don't know.
Well, I'll have to check it out, and if I fall asleep too, we'll know it's.
Yeah, we'll know it's just it's a good movie, but it's dull. The beginning and the end are great, as far as I know. The middle is a little blurry to me. Something about a wolf. That's all I know.
Wolfing.
Let's see. We are getting close to the 30-minute mark in our show.
I know.
We need to extend the show. I know. Until I can get some more scheduling things done correctly, and considering that things are happening in the house, we'll see how that goes.
Well, at least we're not running out of things to say. You know?
Yeah. No.
Always
something to be talking about. We're going to get into the what we're doing section after this short video. Some more Beastie Boys, why not?
Absolutely.
We'll go with a classic, something that everybody knows. I won't say what it is. You just have to learn it.
Hold it now.
Louis!
on it. Yo, man, pass that over here, man. All right. King of the ab with the deaf female.
You're rhyming and stealing with the fastest sale.
Getting cooling in the crib watching my TV.
Ed Norton.
Tonight.
And Mr. E.T.
Pump it up, homeboy.
Just don't stop.
Chef Boyardee.
Cooling on the block.
I take no slack cause I got the knack.
I'm never dusting out cause I toss that crack.
The king of rock, that is my name. Y'all drinking more wet and we got the champagne.
A quarter drop and going stop and buying wigs.
Surgeon General, cup of peso. DJ
Now. Oh, snap, music of the day. I'm telling you, man, I can watch that all freaking day.
That's a good video right there.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
If you're just listening, you got to go to YouTube and watch that video.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Nice.
Definitely check it out. It is definitely just a reminder of what fun they had doing being the Beastie Boys. I don't think there was a time where they weren't having fun. So.
And you know, they did quite a bit even not too long ago. You know, Intergalactic and all that they came out with.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A nice long career.
Nice long career. And that's
saying a lot these days.
Yeah, this show could be a flash in the pan, but I hope to have a long enough career to in this type of thing, entertaining people and making people laugh and have fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
They have a good time. That's why people like listening to their music. You can tell
yes.
They're having a good time doing it. It's not a job for them. It's something they enjoy.
Yes. Amen to that. Amen to that. Okay. So, you can't get motivated. Is that it?
I can't, man. I don't know what's going on these days, but I got all these things I know I got to do. I know how to do them, but I'm just sitting there thinking, I don't feel like it. What's up? Does everybody have that problem
at
some point?
It's the summer, baby. It's the summer. You don't want to work in the summer?
Not in Texas especially, man. I don't know what's going on with our weather, but it's too freaking hot, man. If it's not hot, it's humid, which is worse.
Right.
I was able to get a little motivation, but not much.
I'm sorry. I'm being inundated by little kids. Oh, babies. Oh, I got babies. Okay. Sorry for this distraction. Time limit. Okay. I think it's like a spring summer thing where even though you're supposed to be doing spring cleaning and all that other type of stuff, the mind and the body says no. And
right.
You want to go outside, take a walk, drink something under the shade, drink some fresh, cool lemonade under the shade. And it's not a bad thing.
It's like my brain says it's spring cleaning time, but my body says no, it's
time. Yeah. And if your house is halfway clean as is, then you've done your spring cleaning. You just done it through the winter.
I'm gonna have to agree with you, just so it makes me feel better. You know? But yeah, I got a little cleaning done. But yeah, I'm having a motivation problem.
I had a motivation problem, and then I said to myself, you know what I did though, that actually did get me out of the motivation problem, which is weird sounding.
What's that?
I did some exercise.
I guess that would get you moving and get the blood pumping.
I pumped a little lead.
Pumping iron.
I pumped some iron. Iron. As they say in the countries that do it a lot. Iron. a 10-pound dumbbell. Or my wife. One of the two. Anyway.
Wow.
snuck that one in there. Have to say, since it's at the halfway point of our show, have to say a little bit of something to our sponsors and fake sponsors. Number one, hey, John Westland, you out there, love you, buddy. If you get a chance, go see. If you're in Houston, go see the Whiskey Brothers. They are the bomb. John Westland, John Slade, Rob Mungle, somebody else. Damn, that alcohol screws up a promo. Go to praisewhiskey.com. Listen to the podcast. You will love them. If you love this, they are 10 times as raw and nasty. And the only reason why we're not that raw and nasty is we're both not drinking the brew. So once we get that way. Oh, no, my son's found my pennies.
Galveston. Playing their hearts out in Galveston.
Yeah, they're playing their hearts out right now in Galveston. So if you can find the club that they're at, go.
That's such a great promo. But I just know that everybody's going to be listening to this later.
Well, go to praisewhiskey.com and find out where the
exactly
schedule's
where
like,
they're
maybe
going.
Go see
and if you want to work at home or do internet marketing.
Yeah, I got you a little free video there. If you're into maybe doing a little something extra money at home, got a cool little video you can go check out. It's at tinyurl.com/I'm with Jamie now.
Wow.
Jamie will show you where it's at and how to do it.
Cool beans. All right. John Travolta. What do we think about that?
Well, you know,
no happy ending.
I don't know, man. When I first started reading it, I'm like, you know, I could maybe kind of see that. There's some weird folks out there.
Yeah.
You might be in the little weird circle, but
you might.
I don't know. What do you think about it?
I don't know. I don't know. Well,
sounded like Rocky there.
It sounded like Rocky. I was going to try and do my John Travolta, but it turned into a Rocky for some reason.
Pretty close.
Let me see if I can do. Let me see if I can do the John. Because I'm doing the Welcome Back Carter, so it's like,
right.
It's very somewhere. Close to Sylvester Stallone, actually. If you think about it, I used to be able to do these like on a drop of a dime. Man, I got to really get back to doing my voices. Hey Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat, knit it up my sleeve, presto. Okay. Anyway, need new hat.
Well, I thought there might have been a little bit to it until I started reading that. Apparently, when he was accused of this, apparently he was on a movie set halfway across the country. So that kind of takes a little.
Heard the news that happened today. See, this is what a stay-at-home dad does. He watches news all day. Today, what happened was another guy came forward and said that he was sort of molested, but wasn't really because he didn't say the key word, you know, happy ending. So so he said he's got video or some type of evidence saying that it was Travolta. So it'll be like, oh, hey, yo, I was there. I don't. Okay, I'm really damn Keystone, cheap-ass beer. Can't do impersonations.
Well, one thing's going to happen in all this. He's going to be a little bit poorer no matter what the outcome is. Not that it's going to affect him any, but.
Yeah, I mean, lawyer's cost. That's always the bottom line.
Plus, if there really is a video, he's going to be spending some coin on that, making sure that never comes out.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I just don't see Travolta being, I mean, even though people say that he's gay, I just don't see him doing that. I mean, rubbing on a dude. I mean, if you're gay, you're going to go for the full pounding, aren't you?
If some
guy is rubbing you down with some baby oil, making your muscles feel relaxed, and you're farting and everything else that you're doing at that time, and you turn around and you touch his leg, the first thing, you know, you're not going to just touch his leg. You're a manly man.
He's
a manly man. He could knock a man out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's John Travolta. He's got a little muscle, and he knows how to dance all over your ass. You know?
The only thing that makes it seem a little bit plausible is these Hollywood type people that, you know, that can get any girl they want. You think, well, maybe they just hit so much that they got bored. Maybe they wanted to venture out.
I don't think there's enough pussy out there to make me bored. I'm sorry.
No,
I just, I I'm a married man. I'm not looking for anything else. But if I was out there on the streets, I don't think there would be enough out there to before I got married, I was still trying to find. There's no pussy out there. I mean, I guess if you're gay, I guess not. But I mean, I can't
never
see.
Know.
I don't. You know what? There's some guys out there that are picky about their pussy, and they need the Keystone is kicking in apparently. you don't need to be picky about your pussy.
I agree, man.
I mean, if the lady likes you, then you like the lady. The mood is right. The lights are dim. You just got her some lobster and shrimp, and she's drinking the champagne. Everybody's of consenting age.
Never know.
Don't all of a sudden she sneezed. Don't get mad about the cold. Get on to it.
Hop on it before she leaves.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Gosh, now I sound like that one lady. Did you hear the one lady that they now have a another auto-tune the news to.
Oh, God. Another one of those.
What is it? Like Sweet Brown or something like that? I'm going to look it up.
Auto-tune. Yeah, I've heard some pretty crazy auto-tune stuff, but I don't think I've heard this one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like a... Let's see. Yeah, here it is. Here's the original. I'm going to play the original audio so you can hear that. So you can just go, what?
Have something to compare it to.
Yeah.
When she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
So that's the original.
And this is gonna top the Hide Your Kids, isn't it?
Yeah. So here is the auto-tune remix, and I'll go ahead and play this. I'll show you the video for it too while I'm at it. Because this is it's got a little pre-roll. Oh, Jesus.
Let's have
loud.
A music festival in the Grand Canyon.
I want a graffiti battle in the LA River.
Well, they're getting stinky with commercials these days, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Hold on. We don't want to give them an advertisement for the commercial.
Anything's a commercial these days.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Red Bull, it gives you wings. Okay.
Here we go.
Resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Up to go give me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I'm ready for my life. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I guess ain't nobody got no time for that. Lord Jesus, ain't nobody got no time for that. I'm sorry, I gotta hear the first. I gotta hear the original, because that is crazy.
What was it? The apartment was on fire.
The apartment was on fire. Oh, okay. Now my computer's all acting all weird now.
We don't need no one.
What the mother bird?
Experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. Somebody was barbecuing.
And the name on it is Sweet Brown. Hold on, wait a second. I gotta.
You can't script this stuff, man.
You realize that they walking around like, no, he's too intelligent. He's too intelligent. There she is. She ignorant. She ignorant. Let's put her on TV.
Experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop.
Her name is Sweet Brown.
Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
I bet you her middle name is T.
I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, man. I tell you, that's just... That's a black man.
I get offended when they find the stupidest black people out there in the world.
Oh, reminds you of this person.
Oh, man.
I tell you, they find them all, don't they? They find them all.
Terrifying moments for a woman who woke up to a strange man in bed with her.
Just reminds me of this.
Screamed, her brother rushed in to help and tried to fight the offender off. That break-in happened early this morning in the 500 block of Webster Drive in Huntsville. WFF 48's Elizabeth Gentle caught up with the victim. Elizabeth, emotions were running high.
And Mark, the woman, the victim tells us Elizabeth
Gentle
broke into her house
Sweet
and tried
Brown,
to rape
Elizabeth
her brother.
Gentle. The names
went
kill me.
In and he tried to help her out, but the man got away, leaving behind, though, evidence of his visit. Kelly Dodson was asleep with her little girl inside their apartment on Webster Drive when
I was attacked by some idiot from out here in the projects.
Dodson says her attacker used a garbage can to climb onto the unit's ledge, open the upstairs window, and then he got in bed with her.
He tried to rape me. He tried to pull my clothes off.
Dodson struggled with her attacker, knocking over items in her bedroom. Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
The attacker got loose.
I'm telling you, there's just some things that just you can't script, and you have to give props where props is due. Antoine Dodson was flamboyant as all get out. And he was trying to make sure his sister, a.k.a. his sister, is okay. Oh, man. We spent about 15 minutes on that.
I still remember the shirts, man. I was in the Spencer's and I saw the shirt with his picture on it.
Oh, God. Hide your kids, hide your wife. You know what the next meme's going to be is tanning.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of this when we were talking earlier. Like, oh, okay, the tanning one. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? I got a better picture of Miss Darky Dark.
Tannin Lady. Yeah,
Miss Tannin Lady. She is... I mean, I don't even want to be that black. I mean,
she's black, man. I mean, she's
when a biotech company searching for breakthroughs.
Doggone it, pre-roll.
Sachs for financing and advice. New therapies.
I'm gonna have
begin
to start
making their way to patients.
A pre-doing these doggone it.
And Human Genome Sciences makes progress.
That's right. Goin' Sachs.
You know, Erica's not feeling so great today. We hope she
feels better
tomorrow.
Look, check out the black chick.
Are you ready to go, Jeff?
I am ready.
To make a long story short,
check out the black chick right there.
The Huffington Post says 28 college presidents have donated 5% of their salaries to fight poverty. Notable schools like Charlie Rose's.
Screw up.
Charging a mom with putting her young daughter in a tanning bed. Patricia Crenshaw. That's
Whoa!
Her.
Oh my gosh!
Good
oh my
Lord!
Gosh. I'm
says
good.
It didn't
God.
Happen.
They don't get black.
Crenshaw says she loves to tan. You think? And may even be addicted to it. But she would never put her daughter.
Yeah,
in
don't
a
put your
daughter.
Hey, look.
Chef, I'm afraid. I'm very afraid.
Yes.
You know why you afraid, girl? Look at that girl. That's a beautiful tan right there.
You know what amazes me out of this story is nobody's pulling this lady aside saying, "Hey, you might want to lay off the tanning bed a little bit."
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure somebody done told her that she may want to lay off the tanning bed. Cause that,
you think so, man.
That is just not right. I mean, she looks like plastic and leather combined. I mean,
can you imagine if she gets pulled over, you know, if her driver's license picture doesn't match? The cops
looking at her going, did you just blonde your hair up so you could pass for black? What?
Makes you wonder how long did it take her to get like that, and why does she think that looks good?
That
just proves that everything out there, somebody's taking it beyond what it was meant for.
Okay, I want to do this comparison because that's her daughter, so you know how light and redhead her daughter is.
Jeez.
And then mama looking like grandma. Toasty. That looks like somebody just put her in the toaster just a little bit too long.
They look at her smiling like, "I know I'm hot."
I'm the bomb, yo. And daughter, I bet you $10 that the daughter was not in the tan because mama looked at herself, said, "Somebody left my tan on too fucking long. I need to sue somebody for this." And then before she could sue, somebody found out about her taking the kid to the.
And where's Mr. Tan, Mr. Dad?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, Dad left.
He had to. If he was ever there to begin with.
You know he left, because I wouldn't. Man, I'm sorry.
It's sad.
Shelly, you start tanning and looking like this, you out.
What's sad is she's probably single thinking, you know what? If I want a man, I need to get me a tan. Yeah, that's what I need.
That's what I need, a tan.
She just thought, I ain't got a man yet. So
look at my son. My son is like, oh, my God, Mommy, look at the picture. Look at the picture, Mommy. That's a black girl.
You know this girl's trying to figure out.
Are you really my mommy?
Yeah, no kid.
And look at the back. Look at the look at the book in the back. Portraits and 9/11. She wanted to look like a dead carcass. That is what was up. Oh, I went there. I'm sorry.
Okay. That is scary.
Oh, that is just wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. As a black man, I can make fun of that. People tanning like that.
Yeah, you're allowed.
Oh, the show just went off the air.
I saw the picture go away for a second there. The whole thing went off.
Oh, yeah, it just stopped working. Oh, that's too funny.
They cut us off.
As soon as I said that, it cut me off. And you guys got audio of it. So, you know, audio listeners, hey, at this point of the show, the video went out.
Well, that's okay, because you got to hear.
You got to hear me go, oh, fudge knuckers.
There's a man out there in a van sitting across from Alan's house, and he just pulled the plug
just
on the show.
Just pulled the plug on the show, sons of bitches. I'm coming for you.
We know that we're going to cross town.
That's pretty much what happened right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, continue. Well, I think I found an error in the. I think what it is I have too many things going. That's what it is.
Well, I was
going
to ask you, of course, you know, it doesn't do much good now because the video's gone, but you were talking about there was something in front of the sun, some kind of a alien something possibly, or what were they claiming that was anyway?
I think. Okay, we're back streaming. I think what it was, as you were asking me before about something in front of the sun, I think they were talking about a UFO in front of the sun. I actually need to do some more reading on this story. Well, not really. I mean, the controversy is that there is a solar dynamic observation project that NASA has running that actually is looking. It's actually called the Solar and Hyloospheric Observation. Basically, it's called SOHO.
Flares.
It's looking for solar flares. It's also looking for some other solar activity. And just recently, within the last week, there has been two sightings of something that looks sort of like a UFO.
Anything that looks like a UFO is really a UFO, though, right?
If it's if it looks like a UFO, it is a UFO. That's
there you go.
But this,
at least
these
to the
are
person
the,
who's looking at it.
Right, these are the two pictures.
Wow, that is weird looking.
And it's weird looking, and the only like at first they kind of said, okay, it might not have been a spaceship because, you know, solar flares have a tendency to make things happen. But when it happened a second time, that's when they got suspicious. Now here's the other thing. NASA all of a sudden turns off the SOHO camera.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that saying? Makes people start to do things like this. Because twice, and a possible, and I think they're actually saying there's a possible third time that they saw this unique incident happen.
Well, you know, if it happened twice, it's going to happen more because if it's in an orbit or something, it's going to pass every so
pass
often.
Pass every so often. And what, you know, if there's life out there, that's cool. I'm cool with that. They haven't invaded us. It hasn't been Battleship. It hasn't been Avengers. It hasn't been Independence Day yet. So I'm cool with, I'm cool with, you know, if the aliens are coming. But
you know,
I kind of want to know in advance if there's a possibility. You know,
you think they're going to tell us? You know, let's just say they knew that there were some other life forms coming. Do you think they being the government, would alert the people and even tell us? What do you think about that?
I I think that eventually, you know what? When cows start becoming missing and people get anal probed a lot, I think that they might need to start telling us what's going on. Because if I get an anal probe and my cow in the backyard ends up missing, I'm going to start asking some questions. Government needs to hand up. I pay my taxes. I need to know.
Right, exactly. I remember reading probably about a year or two ago, this guy, Philip Corso, wrote a book called The Day After Roswell, where this supposedly happened, you know, while he was on duty. He was in the military.
Right.
And his son just came out recently and said that basically what that was is the Roswell incident, they were actually time travelers.
Right.
What he claims.
Right.
So, I mean, you don't know. It's all hearsay, basically.
So,
you know?
Basically what happened was, in the future, I get a little ticked off about this whole alien thing. I come back to now, but I mistakenly jumped to Roswell instead of
exactly.
instead of where I'm supposed to jump. Somebody sticks an anal probe into me. I you know what? If they were time travelers, that's awesome, because that means our future is going to be crazy dope. We're going to have spaceships.
Exactly.
We're going to have little people that go be dee 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 dee. I bet you that we sent the midgets. Oh, damn, I said the N-word. We sent the little people.
Little people.
One-star reviews from midgets. I'm sorry, midgets out there. I love your porn. Anyway.
We don't mean it in a disrespectful way. This is what we call you, the little people.
You're the little people. But the little people, honestly, if I pay my taxes and you don't tell me that there's an aliens out there, then something's wrong. The world is not going to go crazy like they depict in the movies. Yes, there's going to be a couple of moments of a little bit of, but I mean,
we're
come on. Obama just said he's for gay marriage. Do you see people rioting in the streets? No. People are like, really? Okay. Either they're going to vote for him or you're not going to vote for him. It's going to keep on moving.
I heard that. I think, is that going to help him or hurt it? It may even help out where it doesn't make any difference at all. Who knows?
It really depends on where your alliances fall. You know what I mean? It's really a coin toss. And, you know, gay people have a lot of money. You know?
Before he looked at the stats and saw how many people are for this and how many are against it.
The climate is changing. You know what I mean? The climate is changing. You know, we live in a state that probably isn't for it, but I'm pretty sure that even though we live in the state, there is a slow turning where people are like, hey, it's in your bedroom. I'm not dealing with it, so I don't care.
It's like anything. Yeah. If certain people start accepting it, and it's something like that, eventually everybody's going to, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
At least that's how I see it.
Just a matter of time, and that's what we're out of. So.
Looks like.
We're out of time. I'm going to have to figure out how to splice these two videos together. Holy shikies. And you know what? We're going to end this pretty abruptly because we can. And that's the type of men we are. Thank you guys for watching. Email the show, osnap@gmail.com. Oh, wait, osnapshow@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at OSNAP, and you can also there's another way to get in touch with us, and I forgot. OSNAP show email gmail.com. Brosus.com, the website. That's the other way you can get with us. Hey, thank you guys for watching. Check out the Whiskey Brothers. Go to Tiny URL. My Google just closed on me.
The tinyurl.com/ I'm with Jamie now, and check out Mr. Beer on the website. Get you some beer and make you some fruit.
We will have an opening of a new beer in 3 weeks, hopefully. Oh no, we won't, because I will be in Illinois. We won't have a show. Matter of fact, we probably will not have a show. The 31st.
Okay.
Because I will be
out of the state.
No, wait. We won't have a show on the 24th. I will be out of the state then. We will have a show again on the 31st. Thank you guys for watching. I've got to go kill some kids.
Laters.
Later, peeps. That's weird.
What happened?
Your sound started going wacky.
My sound, really?
Yeah. Let me check my hard drive space, because... That's
I was
weird.
Hearing you. Everything looked good on my end, but
right.
if it's bad on your end, it's not good.
Well, all right, let me... Oh, crap. We don't have video of the show.
At all, period?
We have the last little bitty section. I just thought about that because it crashed.
Uh-oh.
So this will be audio, and then next week we'll do video. I'll have to figure out. I think something's eating up cycles in the background. So I have to find out what is eating. Oh, I know what it is. I had TweetDeck going and I didn't realize it.
Wow, something that small would cause that, huh?
Yeah, but it's the full Windows version of TweetDeck.
Oh, it's pretty intensive on.
Pretty intensive
on your system.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that until. I saw it in the stuff. But, I mean, we've got an audio cast. We'll just do it from there. Matter of fact, let me turn off the recording.